Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Love and Amazing Grace, a show that was created so that you would have a place to ask those questions that you have, that you want answers from your guidance. We will give you channeled answers and healing that we are guided to do so that you can begin to change your life. So let's start off by introducing ourselves and letting you learn who we are. Here is the magical DC Love.
Hello, Barbara. Hello, everyone. This is the magical DC Love. I was out with Jackson and our family. It's a beautiful day, and we had a little bit of a hard time encouraging Jackson to come in. But I have to say, I am just so blessed to be here. I've had an amazing journey. It has been anything but normal. And some of the stuff that that I do right now is that I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a divine soul healer, an empath, a seer, a Reiki master and teacher, an ordained minister, a dream interpreter, an animal communicator. And formerly, I was a law enforcement officer. Some of the education that I received was not done in a conventional manner. I've traveled to heaven a few times. Sometimes I was visiting loved ones. Other times I attended schools of higher learning. This really helps me to see things from a heavenly vantage point. Sorry about that. Well, you know what? I just have to say, you know what? I'm going to give you the cliff notes. I am here to help people in a loving way. Love is what I am. It's what I do. It's what I listen to. Good evening, everyone, from the magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. And I am Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I'm a freedom and empowerment life coach, a divine infinity healing practitioner, an innate releasing technique practitioner, a conscious channel, spiritual energy healer, a speaker, and an author. I help people to gain clarity and understanding about who they are and who they desire to be. I help them to see how they can release the old beliefs that have been running their lives and step into being powerful, being loving, being the amazing people that they are. So you can learn more about me or DC Love by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Feel free to look around the website. There's lots of information there, and you may just find what you've been looking for. So now it is time for us to hear what people are looking for by actually having our brains work. Okay, so if you have called in, don't forget to press the number 1 if you have a question. Otherwise, we will just let you listen. So we will go to our first caller from area code 951. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Nathaniel. How y'all doing out there?
We're doing great, Nathaniel. How about you?
I'm doing pretty good, actually.
Wonderful. So what can we help you with today?
Oh, just a little tune-up, a message from the angels, possibly.
Okay.
Hey, Nathaniel. Happy Sunday. Great to connect with you.
Well, thank you. It's great to connect with you both.
It's a beautiful day here in northeast Pennsylvania. How is it there?
It's about 90 degrees, but it's not too hot. It's kind of in the shade, you know, and trying to dodge some of the heat, but it's not too bad.
Yeah, I think we are in the 70s here. It's beautiful, though. I'm getting that the angels are around you, and they really want to help you at this time, Nathaniel, to make those dreams that you have, you know, to come true, to manifest. The angels are listening. They're hearing your thoughts. They're hearing your prayers. And each day they surround you with love. And they're asking, Nathaniel, are you having enough fun? Okay.
You know, I am kind of having more fun now. You know, my brother was really, you know, he's born the day of mental insistence. And he was really mentally insistent on me getting out. And I owed EDD for my overpayment. I paid them $1,368. And so I wrote him a check. And I told him, well, I only got $100 left. So it kind of stopped his sales from having me move out. But trying to, you know, pay off some of the bills, and I got to handle another situation.
But you know what?
My...
You're talking about bills, and the angels are saying, Nathaniel, we're here. We've heard your prayers, you know, about, you know, your finances and having, you know, a little bit of assistance in this area. Okay, so they're giving you these little intuitive sensations, and it's going to help you to bring, like, maybe more money in, okay? So ask, you know, if you're not understanding, for a little bit more clarity. But I'm getting, like, you know, pennies from heaven around their way, Nathaniel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So there'll be money. And just make sure that, you know, even though, like, you're having, you know, issues here or there, you take time to have fun regardless of what's going on, because that's really going to feed your soul, okay? And Archangel Michael is walking beside you to give you the protection and the strength to go forward. There's so many more angels there as well. And with him by your side, trust that you can achieve anything, Nathaniel. You've got a powerful divine team with you, and they're saying, we've got your back, okay? And Archangel Michael is leading the way with the angels, and he's saying, Nathaniel, come on. I'm going to lead you in a different direction, a new direction. It's going to be amazing. And he's saying, take a breath right now and know that you can do it. He's saying, you can do anything. And he's saying sort of like, this is the light at the end of the tunnel, Nathaniel. Just breathe and really feel it. And I am getting the word relocation. That's what he's talking about, relocation, Nathaniel. Okay?
Yeah.
And as you relocate, you're leaving the past behind. And he's saying, please don't be afraid. We're going to help you to make these changes. You're going to become more positive, and he's saying you are definitely going to relocate, okay? So I think that's a really good thing.
Mm-hmm.
And just, you know, try to find some joy in every day. I know there's worries. I know there's fear because, you know, you're worried about, you know, the financial material world and everything. But again, try to find a little bit of joy in each day, and that's going to help in so many different ways. Okay?
Okay.
Let's see. Okay. This is going to be a time, really, that you're going to start to, you know, really get it together, and you're going to take action, Nathaniel. Okay? And you're going to know exactly what you have to do. Okay?
Right.
So the angels, again, are going to, you know, they're going to stay with you. They're going to be by your side. You are going to have more self-confidence, actually, than you've had in quite a while, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just going to be amazing. And it's really important right now just to try to have a little bit more balance in your life, because you're going to need that, Nathaniel, and to have some fun. So you do have a little bit of worry. There's a little bit of fear, which is understandable. So I'm going to turn you over to Barbara and to help you with that, okay, hon?
All right, thanks. You think it's great.
Bless you, hon.
Okay, Nathaniel, we are going to do some of those wonderful dear innate statements, so repeat after me. Dear innate, I allow joy in my life.
Dear innate, I allow fun and joy in my life.
Dear innate, I live joy in my life.
I live joy in my life.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to have joy.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to have joy.
Dear innate, I release all of the fears.
Dear innate, I release all of the fears.
Dear innate, I release all of the doubts.
Dear innate, I release all the doubt.
Dear innate, I release all of the worries.
Dear innate, I release all of the worries.
Dear innate, I am creating a beautiful life.
Dear innate, I am creating a beautiful life.
Dear innate, I accept that I deserve it.
Dear innate, I accept and I deserve it.
And take a nice deep breath. Okay, how does that feel?
Better, better. Thank you.
You are welcome. Okay. You're going to keep letting go and moving forward in your life, so it's just going to get better.
Thanks again. Thank you. Both the best.
You're welcome. So welcome, Daniel. God bless, hon.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Okay, we are going to the caller from area code 808.
Oh, yeah.
Hi.
This is Rosalind. Hello?
And what can we do for you today, Rosalind?
I want to know, can my dog Rex, what's he trying to tell us?
Okay.
Do you have anything to tell us? Dog.
Okay, hi, Rosalind. This is Lucy. Your dog is trying, you want to know what he's trying to tell you?
Yeah.
Okay, my dog Ginger is coming forward. She's on the other side. And she's saying, he's saying that you're filled with a lot of doubt. Why are you afraid? Why do you have doubt? You're smart. You have the ability to really like to figure things out. Where's the doubt coming from?
The doubt? I don't have any doubt. He's not feeling well. I want to know how.
Okay, but he's saying what you have doubt. You believe. You've got to believe for him then, correct? That he has the ability to heal, because he's saying, you know what? He's saying, I'm watching you. You're scaring me because your head's telling you one thing, your heart's telling you another. Okay? So please just, send him like just positive energy, because your energy is sort of like scaring him a little bit, Roz, okay?
Okay.
And he doesn't want you to be in fear. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And he sees the angels, and he knows, that the angels can help, okay? So he's just saying, but it's your doubt that is sort of, making him uncomfortable. And he's saying, he's trying to tell you that he's surrounded with love and kindness and compassion. And he wants to give you a little bit of that peaceful energy and surround you so that you can be a little bit more positive. And he's saying the word resolution, and he's saying, please have faith. He's saying, if you could see who I see, he's saying, I'm here, and I see Archangel Raphael. And Archangel Raphael is with him, and Jesus is with him. And he's asking you to please trust and have faith. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Are you both...
Was he dying?
Well, I heard have faith, and I heard resolution. That's what I was getting. That's what I've been told, like faith and resolution, hon. But your energy is like a little bit like, off, and it's just like not positive. Okay, so you've got to trust. Okay?
Okay, that he's going to be okay.
He's just showing me, like, all the support that he's getting. He's saying, Mom, you have to look. There's so much positive energy here. Okay? And I'm hearing improvement resolution. I'm going to turn you over to Barbara because you need healing right now, hon, okay?
Okay. Thanks.
Okay, honey.
Okay, we are going to do some of those dear innate statements, so just repeat what I say, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Dear innate, I release the fear.
I release the fear.
Okay, you need to say the dear innate first, because that's who you're talking
to. Dear innate, okay. Dear innate, I release the fear.
Dear innate, I release the worry.
Dear innate, I release the worry.
Dear innate, I release the need to create problems.
Dear innate, I release the need to create problems.
Dear innate, I relax.
Dear innate, I relax.
Dear innate, I allow clarity.
Dear innate, I allow clarity.
Dear Innate, I see resolution.
Dear Innate, I see resolution.
Dear Innate, I trust.
Dear Innate, I trust.
Dear Innate, I open my heart to love.
Dear Innate, I open my heart to love.
Dear Innate, I love Rex.
Dear Innate, I love Rex.
Dear Innate, I allow Rex to be.
Dear Innate, I allow Rex to be.
Dear Innate, I am only responsible for myself.
Dear Innate, I am only responsible for myself.
Dear Innate, I accept and love myself.
Dear Innate, I accept and love myself.
Dear Innate, I allow my life to get better.
Dear Innate, I allow my life to get better.
Dear Innate, I let go.
Dear Innate, I let go.
Take a nice deep breath. And now when you think about Rex and the whole situation, how does it feel?
He's going to be okay.
Yeah, he just wants you to relax and just let go of all the negativity because it's not doing you any good, so you might as well let it go. Well, great.
Cool. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, DC. Boy, we went through our callers fast today, didn't we?
Oh, my goodness. It's just a crazy day, my goodness. Well, I do, I have this person that connects with me, and they're lacking faith in the universe helping them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting, they want to have a change in their life, I guess residence-wise, job-wise. And this person is just not walking in faith, and I've been trying to help them, and I'm wondering if you can give them a message possibly. Will, you know, what they're wanting come, you know, come to fruition? Will they manifest that soon? Because their life is in, like, total havoc presently.
Okay. Let's see what I'm getting. Okay, here's what I'm getting. Why are you creating what you don't want? Why do you insist on being stuck in what you don't want? You always have a choice. Why not start creating what you desire? Why not start seeing what you desire coming into your life, allowing that energy of creation to work for you? You always have a choice. If you stay stuck in the thinking that nothing is going to work, no one's on your side, everything's against you, the universe is against you, the world is against you, then that is what you are telling the universe you want to experience. And the universe is always saying yes. So you see, it's a matter of choice. When you are in the energy that says you are loved, you are provided for, everything in your life is getting better and better and working for your highest good, then the universe is saying yes to that. Stop focusing on what you do not desire. Let it go. Just let it go. Say, dear Innate, I let it go. You don't need to stay stuck in that energy. It is your choice. Yes, you are that powerful. You are creating. So make up your mind about what you are creating. It is your choice. Okay, that's the message I was getting.
Oh, that was beautiful, Barbara. That's exactly how I feel. That's awesome. There's no more Jacks. See, they're all gone. All gone. You have to wait tomorrow. You get some more, okay? Say hi, Auntie Barbara.
Hi, Auntie Barbara.
Hi. He sounds very happy today.
Well, of course, he said. Why wouldn't he be happy? Love and Amazing Grace is on.
And he is creating what he wants, so he's happy.
Yes, he is. Oh, my goodness. Yes, we were outside playing, and he was so amazed by the clouds. They were like the most enormous clouds I've seen in quite some time. And he looked up, and he was like, "Wow, look!"
Teaching you to enjoy life.
Well, I I'm always walking with my head up in the clouds, Barbara. So he's doing it too. It must be a family thing.
That's too funny.
That is beautiful. My goodness. Well, we're getting better and better. My goodness. Solving people's problems too fast, I think.
I know. It's like we started.
Goodness.
We're
I
done.
Think, you know, like I said, I hear it. It's absolutely beautiful. And I think a lot of people they're outside enjoying it. It's in the 70s here and really beautiful.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That does sound beautiful.
Yes. Just totally enjoyable. My goodness.
Well,
so I think
it's
summer and, yeah, people are just starting to enjoy, you know, being outside and having, like, a little bit of fun.
Well, that's good.
Oh, we have to tell them. Jackson's, like, looking at me. Tell them, though. Now, Jackson goes out there and he really connects with Mother Earth. So if you're outside, don't forget to ground yourself.
Yes.
I mean, you'll feel the beautiful energy of Mother Earth. You'll feel more balanced, and you'll feel that beautiful connection between the physical and the spiritual world. It's just totally amazing. Totally amazing. What is he showing me?
People will tap into that energy.
I'm hoping. Yeah, I still feel maybe we might have to do it a little bit later in the show, Barbara. I think because the weather it's so nice and it's so, like, light and bright out there that people are just, they're staying outside, I think, a little bit longer.
Okay. Well, you know, I am flexible.
Yes, and Jackson's saying, you know what? He's glad that people are outside because they're taking some time to do what they really love, and that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we were doing, taking time just to get outside and play. And it was just so, so beautiful and amazing. And then out of nowhere, he found a beautiful penny. And that was exciting as well. Look, he's saying, look what I found. Oh, my goodness.
Wonderful.
But this is a time to, like, sort of have the mentality of a child and enjoy the world through their eyes and break free from all the old stuff, the stuff that no longer serves you.
Wonderful.
Yes. Well, I think we've done our job.
It looks like it.
Okay. Well, if people have questions and we're not on the air, they can connect with us Tuesday morning, Morning with Jesus.
Yes. And we will be more than happy to work with them. So that's great.
Yes.
And we hope everyone has a wonderful, amazing, magical evening.
Oh, definitely. Talk to you soon, everyone, and we hope to connect with you. Have a great evening.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.